Good morning. 8:53 a.m. on Sunday morning, January the 19th, 2014. So yesterday I got full share converted for CreateSpace and uploaded. The manual review came back negative. I had a typo in the ISBN number. So yeah, I corrected that. Then I made a couple other little small changes. 1624. Wow, I was cranking. So yeah, full share is waiting its second manual review. I did nail the cover the first try, and that did have the correct ISBN number on it. But I copied the internal layout from QuarterShare and then forgot to change the ISBN number. So yeah, so it goes. So yeah, we're rocking along. It took longer than I expected because I forgot a couple of key steps that caused me to make some false starts, but I did get it done. So yeah, yesterday I got marked for full share galley work, and it was a good day. It was a productive day. Today is Sunday. I don't expect I'm going to get an awful lot done today. I'm going to get the walk in, just because I don't like to see those little round red circles. And I'll probably do some work on the south coast, on the half share edits. I got a lot of them taken care of the other day, Thursday, but I still have many, 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 many more to go. So now it's down to paging through the book, finding where I marked it up, going from flag to flag, making the odd correction here and there, and then reconverting the ebook and reconverting and uploading it, and then converting the PDF . Since there are so many changes in the ebook, what I'm going to do is take the ebook as if there were no PDF yet, and convert the text of the story into LaTeX on its own, and then replace the guts of the book that's there with the new guts, just because it'll save a lot of time. I don't want to have to make all of these corrections twice, and this will work out. If it was just a few, if it was just a handful, if it was a half a dozen or so, yeah, I just go make the change in both places and call it good. But no, this isn't just a few changes. This is almost every page, certainly every chapter, and I'm not going to do that. So onward and upward, moving along. I'm making progress. You know, I'm looking ahead thinking, okay, well, there's full share, and then there's double share and captain share. And unless I get the edits back for owner share, that's the end of that string. And then I go back and get Ravenwood cleaned up and put the right cover on it, because I don't think it's selling the right cover. And then put Cypherius Call and Hermit in the queue. And that's it, then I'm done. Yeah. Five books I haven't touched yet. A sixth book that I haven't finished the edits for yet. Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got to do. Just that. Whew. In the meantime, I'm going to have to carve out a couple hours a day to write some, because I can't just do this. This is just too... Well, the conversion itself is actually pretty cool, because it's pretty much nonstop. It's, okay, now I need to go through and fix all the quotes. Now I need to go through and fix all the ellipses. Now I have to go through and fix all the M dashes. Now I need to go through and fix all the whatever it is. I need to fix typos, and I need to make sure that it lays down properly so that when it prints in the book, the pages are in the right place. I have to make sure I have all of the 600 DPI elements in the book in the right place. And I have no idea, every stinking book I've ever uploaded, if I use the copyright symbol in it, it bitches, because it's only 672 DPI or something. Well, the problem with that is, it's a font. It's a letter. It doesn't complain about other letters, but it complains about the copyright symbol. Go figure. Anyway. And it only complains about the first one. There's like two of them on the cover, on the copyright page, on the overleaf. And there's two of them there, but it only complains about the first one. Maybe it only complains about the first instance and ignores the second one. I don't know. The reality is, and I looked this up, I don't really need it. I could just use the word copyright instead of the little C in a circle. And the killer is that I actually made a little C in a circle. I took one of those copyright signs, and you put it in a word processing document, and then boosted it up to like 200 pixels, and then took a screenshot and shrunk it down and embedded it in the file. It still complains. It's like 300 DPI. It's like, come on. Give me a break. Anyway. Oh, yeah. This is more like 1200 DPI, but be that as it may. So, anyway, yeah, progress is being made right here in River City. '76 trombones and the whole thing. I'm bundled up like it's like 12 degrees out here. It's going to be warm. I'm going to go around this corner. No recording today. Laundry day. And I have this wicked gunk in my upper respiratory tract. I also have to go get groceries. I have to go pick up the kid. She went to a sleepover last night. She's got to come home today and finish her trigonometry take-home test. And, because she has today and tomorrow, because tomorrow she has off too, but she just can't come home and slough off because she has other homework that she has to get done. I need to fix something delicious for dinner. I'm not exactly sure what that might be. A lot will depend on what I find on special at the grocery store. Maybe I'll make curry chicken. Oh yeah, the Eastern Run is brilliantly illuminated by the giant fiery gas ball in the sky. Oh, and here I am. I'm coming up on the monk pole. So many people have asked me about the monk pole. Monk pole. So many people have asked me about it because it's peculiar to this particular podcast. I don't know that anybody makes a connection between me and the defective detective. But so many people have asked me about it that I've put a page on TMOMW, T-O-M-M-W, explaining the monk pole. I took the picture from last March and explained that it's kind of an in-joke. I'm not exactly sure what it is, a running gag? You can tell how fast I'm walking if you time how long I am on where I hit that thing on the audio tape, on the audio recording. It's only in one place, and I go by it every day. So I may start the recording a few steps earlier or a few steps later, but the monk pole is always the monk pole. It's always within arm's reach. It's always that one step on the way by. So it's doubles as a kind of timing mark if anybody's interested to see, do I, you know, stack up all of the talk on my morning walks and see if I always pause in the same place, if there's always a quiet spot. There's almost always a quiet spot. I've noticed on the audio tracks, there's quite frequently a quiet spot where perhaps I'll walk for as much as a block without speaking. I don't say always, but quite often. Geese is when geese are flying overhead, it's never a good idea to look up with your mouth open. Just saying. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Very neutral smelling this morning. I'm not picking up anything particular. Lovely, clear morning. It's actually cloudy to the north. There's quite a lot of cloud up that way. There's nothing to the south. There's very little to the east. And there's a little bit to the west. I think it wraps around from the north. So perhaps something coming in from the northwest later for the day. Rather a pleasant morning. It certainly beats the gym shorts off from 10 degrees, I'll tell you. Wave to the lady who's walking across the street from me. She's got her earbuds in. I can tell because she's wearing some sort of Apple product with its white lanyard. So I don't know. One of the questions that I've been asking myself is, how much good does this walk do? And I think, if nothing else, it makes me put down the computer for a while. Even though I'm still connected, even though I'm still listening, even though I still have sound in my earbuds, even though I talk on the second half. It does make me move my body. Not a lot. My legs. My legs are feeling that first mile, by the way. But it's something. It's more than I would have done otherwise. La-di-da, la-di-da. Off we go. Crossing the street, next to the last street. Gonna make the turn north, run alongside the park here for a bit. This is where I check in with nature, if such a thing can be said. It's funny, I do tend to do the same things day after day. And I was, an article ran across my desktop, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, about toast, artisanal toast, and the journey that the reporter, and I want to say it's New York Times, because who else would write a story about artisanal toast, but the reporter tracked it down to a woman who is it's in a tiny coffee shop and prone to schizophrenia and bipolar disorders. So there are times where she loses herself and she winds not knowing really who she is or what she's doing, which actually kind of struck a note with me, because there are times when I don't forget my name or anything, but there are times when I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. I'm not sure I know who I am in terms of what I'm doing. In spite of the fact that I get all of this positive feedback all the time from the people who listen to this podcast, the people who comment on the blogs, to wherever, there are these times where I sort of feel adrift. And so I could relate to this. And for her, toast was the answer. Specifically cinnamon toast, which I have to confess, sounds really good. Thick slabs of it with butter and sugar, cinnamon. Oh, doesn't that sound good? I may have to make a loaf just of white bread in my bread machine. Try this out. But her answer to being lost and adrift is routine. Is small places where people congregate and people who she knows come in and they help ground her. In a lot of ways, the same way all of you who leave comments and talk to me online help to keep me grounded and focused. So she relies on routine, which struck a particular chord with me, because I'm really relying on routine, on establishing a schedule to keep me sane. 18 minutes on the second half, that's not too bad. 34 minutes altogether for 2 miles. That's not a bad workout. I'll take it. It's under 19 minutes. That's the target rate, so good enough. But anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to take the opportunity to say, hey, that sort of rings a bell with me. And I want to thank all of you for coming along to help keep me sane, keep me on the path. So with that, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.